This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The matter at the Pietermaritzburg High Court, is continuing. Team will continue to bring it to you. But we just want to talk to attorney and legal analyst Mpumelelo Zikalala to give us a clear picture of the issues at play. Much of what we listened to was a sort of a back and forth, conversation between Judge Gooden and Advocate Dalimpofu SC on behalf of the former president. Mpumelelo, good morning, Kuzeni, and welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning, Pagatua, and good morning to the Power Talk listeners.
Thank you so much for making time, my brother. Just give us a bit of clarity. What are the key issues that are at play? It seems as if the proceedings got underway for about 20, 25 minutes, and then they got to the crux of the matter when the Advocate Mpofu finally persuaded Judge Gooden to ask the real question, that is the elephant in the room: where is your client?
Definitely, but another most important one is the vehement objection to the medical records being submitted, whether it is safe for safekeeping or it is available to the judge in another manner. The legal reps of the former president are saying you don't need them. They're not required in this case. We are ready to proceed. We can proceed even if our client is not here, which is a total 360 from what they spent, I think, on the last two occasions. Discussing in this matter, within which they overemphasize the importance of their client being physically present, the definition of a child, the importance of being able to get instruction, and so that it is meaningful and in line with the provisions of the Constitution. They stated categorically that their client has to be there, they have to receive proper instructions, but they seem to have changed their tune today in terms of saying, no, we are willing to accept any other means of accepting communication. It has improved from what we've assessed earlier. And you are ready to proceed. Call your first witness, but in all that you do, do not introduce the medical records of the former president.
Now, tell us, in normal proceedings, how would this ordinarily play itself out, Zikalal?
Firstly, let's start with the appearance or the physical attendance of the accused.
Yeah.
The utmost important element that has to be there. But the Criminal Procedure Act does make provisions where one cannot attend physically. And with the appearance of the COVID-19 pandemic, there are certain instances in which the courts have said, let us use our inherent powers, especially the high courts, instead of relaxing that rule if it needs be, depending on the type of matters that are going to be discussed. If at the end of the day there's going to be viewable evidence that has to come from the accused or any other person, it is absolutely imperative that the accused must be present so that they're able to give instructions as and when that evidence comes to light, and as and when they want to dispute the type of evidence. But if you are deciding matters on paper, as you've seen in many courts, let's take the Constitutional Court, for example, there's no need for the individuals to be there because there's nothing extra that they are going to add. All the arguments have been jotted down in an affidavit, and it is purely the legal principles and arguments which are going to be argued by the legal practitioner. So in this case, it seems as if the legal representatives of the former president are saying, we want to reduce everything in writing. Take those submissions as they are. We are going to argue this matter without any evidence being adduced verbally from the former president, and we are ready to argue. But in all that you do, do not bring up the medical records of the former president.
I mean, this seems a bit irregular, Mpumelelo, because I have no doubt those records would also have implications long after you are done with the special plea on Billy Downer, whether or not the former president can in actual fact stand trial, or the trial would have to proceed without his physical attendance.
Definitely. They are closely linked to the medical parole that the former president has received earlier. Linked to that is the urgent application, which is possibly pending in other forums, in which they may be used to review the decision that was taken by the commissioner, Mr. Fraser. So the blocking, or let's call it that, the blocking of the medical records being made, a document that is used in court proceedings, is to emphasize or to still conceal the privilege element of them, to make sure that whoever wants them, they've got to go through the loopholes of saying that those documents are privileged, go to court first before you obtain them, which will be the first hurdle you have to go through before you move into to check whether the decision taken was in line with the Constitution. So I think that the other strategy is to say, and Mr. Mbosso has said it in court, and saying that their sole intention or part of their intention is that those documents cannot be used by other parties in other proceedings. But they came here to emphasize that they are ready to deal with the matter, and they want the matter to be dealt with without the accused being here, which is the former president.
Pumelelo, I mean, Judge Goon saying, you know, he would keep these under lock and key. They would be safe with him. We've seen a number of incidents where, you know, some part of the records are sealed or a report is sealed. But once in a while, something goes missing in court, and everybody looks for it where it is, and nobody seems to know how it might have left that under, you know, that safekeeping. Do you think that there is a bit of worry that these medical records might be leaked?
Yeah, definitely there is. When I heard the judge saying that, I got a bit of a shock, because I said, oh, he's taking a whole lot of responsibility over documents, which if they are leaked, there are going to be a number of accusations which are going to be thrown at him. And they're going to cast aspersions with maybe future applications, maybe recusal applications. They're going to form part of any appeals if they're going to happen at a later stage. So taking that particular responsibility of saying that I'm going to protect them with all my life, they're going to be kept under lock and key, but surely is a great responsibility. But if the judge is sure that he can be able to do that, maybe there's no need for us to judge his capabilities. But I would tend to think that it's better if those type of medical records, it is agreed to by both parties that they be kept under lock and key. There are certain level of assurances that I can't provide 100% protection, but I'll do everything in my powers to ensure that they are not leaked, especially to the public.
I mean, Zgalala, one more thing, you know, Mbofu makes what I think is an important point. That, I mean, there may be disputes between the two medical teams, no doubt. Those disputes have to be resolved by the teams through negotiation. If not, then they have to come to the judge for the judge to make a determination. Couldn't this matter have been resolved in chambers?
It could. In fact, I think, well, depending on the number of steps in which the medical teams are taking, I think it would be maybe one or two meetings where they would sit down together and say, this is what I've assessed. What did you get? Is it possible for something of this nature to take place? Let's agree or disagree and come up with one report. It's surely something that shouldn't take more than weeks or the period it has taken now for it to be concluded. And it would have been better, you're quite right, if this whole matter was resolved within the two chambers, so that you are able to protect the integrity of the proceedings. You are able to protect the medical records of the former president, which must be respected regardless of who the person that you are dealing with. Those particular privileges still apply and must be applied consistently. And just to make sure that when we go to court, we are here to deal with pure legal matters and legal submissions.
Because I suppose there might be the risk as well through this back and forth conversation that some aspects, even if not disclosed fully, but a picture starts emerging about, you know, the health status of the president.
Definitely. And that's exactly why you want to go and protect them. And that is the very notion and the intention of medical privilege, of saying that we can't disclose medical information that belongs to individuals. It's their constitutional right and should be protected at all times, especially by the court.
I'm not going to make you a sangoma, but some of your foresight has been quite compelling and quite on the money at times. How do you see these proceedings pan out between today and will we go to tomorrow?
I think at most it may be postponed to tomorrow. In order of saying, let's just secure the attendance of the former president, even if it means by virtual proceedings or virtual means, so that at the end of the day, the trial will be able to start with him being present, knowing exactly where they're taking full cognizance of what is happening, in order for him to give instructions. I do not see that the attorneys of the former president have met the test in terms of the Criminal Procedure Act of making sure that the trial will continue without him. And taking into account the views of the court previously, they're not going to continue with these proceedings without him being there. So the compromise would be, in order to stop this to and fro and to make sure that everybody is happy, I'll be able to protect your medical record. Let's meet tomorrow, make sure that he's able to join, and let's proceed with the Section 106 application.
Zgalala, I know that you are at Pietermaritzburg. Let me release you so that you continue to follow proceedings. Thank you ever so much, my brother.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your table.
Okay, thank you. Mpumelelo Zikalala, attorney and legal analyst there from Pietermaritzburg, just giving us a sense of the key issues from a legal and the, you know, the law, the issues that are at contention here and how this these issues might pan out. Seems like it's going to be a long morning for Judge Goon and the various representatives in the teams.
To tell us on what basis.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.